Welcome back. In this masterclass, we're getting surgical with one of the most underrated parts of jungle and old school DNB, riser timing. Because in this genre, a riser isn't just noise going up. The break is the star, the swing is sacred, and the drop only feels inevitable when your build is placed like it belongs inside the groove. So today we're building a repeatable Ableton template for a 16-bar jungle build that lands clean, hits hard, and still feels 90s. Here's what we're aiming for: a two-stage build into a drop. Stages bars minus 16 to minus 8. Think subtle. Tape haze, air, space whitening. The crowd starts to lean in. Stage B is bars minus 8 to minus 1. Now we make it obvious. The riser is clear. The snare roll starts to pressure the listener, and the last bar is all about the handoff. A quick vacuum, a micro edit, then silence or near silence right before the break slams. All right. Open Ableton Live. Set your tempo somewhere in the jungle zone. 165 to 175 BPM. If you want the most classic feel, park it around 170. Go to Arrangement View and decide where the drop is. Put a locator right on the drop and name it Drop. Then put another locator exactly 16 bars earlier and call it Build Start. This matters because we're going to think in phrases, not just a riser clip. Now make a group track and name it FX Build. Everything build related goes in there. Noise risers, tone risers, rolls, impacts. Weird ear candy. Keeping it grouped lets you automate and clean up the handoff without chasing a million lanes later. Next, we're going to create a timing blueprint. This is the energy ladder that old school jungle does so well. 16 bars out, 8 bars out, 4, 2, 1. It's like stepping down the phrase lengths to increase urgency. Here's a practical trick. Create a dummy MIDI track called Riser Markers. On it, make empty MIDI clips that visually represent your build stages. One clip that's 16 bars starting at build start, then an 8-bar clip, then 4, then 2, then 1 bar leading into the drop. Color them from calm to intense. You're not going to hear these clips. This is a visual guide, so you stop guessing and start arranging with intention. Now let's build the first layer. A classic noise riser, stock devices only. Create an audio track and name it Noise Riser. You can use a white noise sample, vinyl hiss, or an air whoosh. Or you can synth it with Operator or Wavetable and render it to Auto. Either way is fine. The key is what we do with it. On the Noise Riser track, load Auto Filter first. Set it to a high pass, 12 dB slope. Start your cutoff around 150 Hz and plan to end somewhere between about 2.5K and 6K. Add a little resonance, like 10 to 25%, just enough to create focus, not so much that it turns into a whistle unless you want that proper rave edge. After that, add echo. Try 1/8 timing for a driving pull, or 1/4 if you want it dubbier. Feedback 15 to 30%. Filter the lows inside echo, cut below about 300 Hz. Keep dry/wet around 10 to 25. We want motion, not a wash that turns everything into soup. Then add hybrid reverb. Use an algorithmic hall. Decay between 2.5 and 6 seconds. Size around 80 to 120%, dry/wet maybe 15 to 35 depending on taste. Finally, add utility. We're going to automate width from about 70% up to 130% as we approach the drop. Keep gain conservative. In jungle, risers support the moment. They do not replace the break. Now the automation. And this is where timing becomes the whole game. Over the full 16 bars, automate the auto filter cutoff slowly upward, but don't make it one straight ramp. Here's the move, make it gentle from minus 16 to minus 8, then noticeably steeper in the last 4 bars. And for the last bar, don't just keep climbing evenly, make the steepest part of the curve happen between beat 3 and beat 4 of that final bar. That little detail makes the build feel like it crests, then snaps into place. Also, in the final bar, automate your hybrid reverb dry/wet down slightly. For example, if you're at 30% wet, pull it down toward 15 right before the drop. That's how you clear the fog so the break transient lands like a punch instead of a padded hit. Quick coaching note, do a downbeat vacuum test. Solo your break and your sub, then toggle the FX build group on and off in the last 2 bars. If your downbeat loses punch when FX are on, it's usually one of 3 things: too much low mid energy around 200 to 600 Hz, the reverb tail is still present on beat 1, or the stereo width in the low mids is out of control. Fix those and your drop instantly feels more expensive. Alright, layer 2. The pitch riser. That old rave lift. Create a MIDI track and name it Tone Riser. Load operator. Set oscillator to a sine or triangle. Keep it simple. The point here is movement and tension. not a lead synth. Make an 8-bar MIDI clip starting 8 bars before the drop. Hold one note, like A2, all the way through. Now decide how you want the pitch to climb. You can automate operators transpose, starting around minus 12 semitones and ending around plus 7, or even plus 12 if you want it more obvious. Or, for tape lift vibe, you can automate clip transposition after you render it. Either approach works. Then process it. Add auto filter in low pass mode. Start cutoff around 300 to 800 Hz and open it towards 6 to 10k as the drop approaches. Add saturator with 2 to 6 dB of drive, soft clip on. Optional, chorus ensemble very subtly for width, but keep it tight. Timing tip, don't start pitch movement 16 bars out unless your arrangement is super sparse. In jungle, too much tonal climbing too early distracts from pads, edits, and the break setup. 8 bars is usually the sweet spot for that classic we're going up feeling. Now layer 3. The snare roll, but we do it in a way that supports the break groove instead of bulldozing it. Create a MIDI track called Snare Roll, use a drum rack and choose a tight jungle snare. Program it like this. 2 bars before the drop, go to 1/8 notes. 1 bar before the drop, go to 1/16 notes. And in the final half bar, add a few 1/32 hits very tastefully. Add the velocity MIDI effect and set a small random amount, like 5-12%. This keeps it human, not machine gun sterile. Then add redux slightly for grit. Downsample 2-6, dry/wet 10-25. The idea is old hardware attitude, not total destruction. Now the key timing move. In the last half bar, pull the snare roll down in volume by about 1-2 dB. This is an old school trick that makes the drop feel louder without touching your limiter. You're creating contrast, not just more noise. Now for the secret sauce, the pre-drop suck. Create a return track and name it Suck. On it, add auto filter set to a 24 dB low pass with resonance around 20-35%. Then add hybrid reverb, big hall, decay 6-10 seconds, and because it's a return, keep it at 100% wet. Add a compressor after if the tail gets out of hand. Now send your risers to the suck return. You can even send a tiny bit of the snare roll, but keep that subtle. In the last quarter to half bar before the drop, automate the suck filter cutoff down fast, like you're closing a door. Let the reverb feel like it expands as the filter closes, like the room is swallowing the sound. Then hard cut the return right on the drop, or even a few milliseconds before the downbeat transient. That micro timing is huge. If the suck tail bleeds even 100 milliseconds into beat 1, it can soften the break punch. Sometimes you want that, but for a classic jungle smack, you usually want it to end clean. Now let's arrange the last bar like a jungle DJ tease. Pick one technique, don't stack everything. Option 1. A 1-beat stop, mute most build elements on beat 4, let only the suck tail play, then cut to silence just before the drop. Option 2. A ghost preview. In the last half bar, bring in a super low passed break slice, like 300 to 600 Hz, maybe even in mono. Then at the drop, remove the filter instantly and let the full break explode. That curtain opening effect is insanely effective. Option 3. A tape spin down. Render your build bus to audio, then automate pitch downward over the last beat. Use it sparingly. When it's tasteful, it screams late 90s. Now we control everything at the bus level. On the FX build group, add EQ 8 first. High pass around 120 to 200 Hz. In jungle, your kick, sub, and break body need that space. Your build effects do not. Then add glue compressor. Attack 10 milliseconds, release auto ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction at peak build. We're not smashing it, we're keeping it consistent so the master doesn't freak out right before the drop. Then add a limiter as a safety net. It should only catch occasional spikes, 1 to 3 dB max. If it's working hard, your build is too uncontrolled. Here are the most common mistakes to watch for. 1. The riser starts too late. If your entire build only begins 4 bars out, the drop can feel sudden rather than inevitable. That can be cool, but it's a different vibe. 2. Too much low end in risers. High pass the group. 3. Reverb tails masking beat 1. Big halls are amazing until they blur your downbeat. 4. Everything ramps at the same rate. If cutoff, volume, snare density, and width all rise linearly, your brain predicts it and it stops feeling exciting. Use stages. Let different parameters intensify at different moments. 5. Overdoing stereo width in low mids. It'll feel massive in headphones and smaller on speakers. Keep width drama mostly in the highs. Now some intermediate plus upgrades. Try mapping density separately from brightness. Early in the build, focus on space and subtle width. Mid-build, bring in rhythmic density with echo and rolls. Late-build, push brightness and tighten transient control for the clean handoff. Another pro move, let your riser energy peak a hair before the drop, like a 16th or an 8th note early, then release into that tiny void. That crest then snap feels more intentional than a constant climb. And if you want the riser to feel glued to the break, add subtle rhythmic gating. Even 5 to 15% depth is enough. The riser starts breathing with a groove instead of sitting on top like a sticker. If you want extra bite, duplicate your noise riser and add resonators or corpus very subtly, like 5 to 15% wet. Tune 1 to 3 resonators to notes in your key. Root and fifth is a safe combo. Automate that wet amount up only in the last 4 bars. It goes from air to edged, right when you need it. And if the final bar gets harsh, don't just turn it down. Use multiband dynamics gently to keep the 3 to 8K area from taking over. That way you can keep energy without shredding ears. Now, quick practice exercise. Make a loop, 16 bars build and 8 bars drop. Use 2 riser layers, noise for the full 16, tone riser for the last 8. Add the snare roll only in the last 2 bars. Add the pre-drop sock in the last half bar. Then on the drop, bring in a chopped amen or similar, plus sub. Export 2 versions. Version A, reverb tail cuts exactly on the drop. Version B, reverb tail lingers 100 to 200 milliseconds into the drop. Do a blind listen and decide which one feels like it hits harder and which one feels more washed but big. This trains your ear to hear handoff timing, not just sound design. And here's a homework challenge if you want to level up fast. Duplicate your build so you have build A, build B, build C, all feeding the same drop. Build A's early peak. Your riser hits maximum brightness about an 1/8 note before the drop, then backs off into silence. Build B's late peak. The riser peaks exactly on beat 1, but you have to keep the drop clean. No smear. Build C's negative space. The last quarter bar is mostly empty except a controlled suck or room tail that ends before beat 1. Bounce all 3. Hide the names and pick which drop feels loudest, which feels most 90s, and which feels most controlled after repeated listens. This audio version is shortened for playback.